Welcome back to the Weekender on Y95. I'm Kevin Northup. The Eastern Canadian Fisheries Expo is making its way back to Mariner Center next weekend, January 20th and 21st. First time since before COVID that the event has been at Mariner Center. And this show really brings together the fishing industry from our area and all over Eastern Canada. And it's great to see that it's back at Mariner Center once again. With us on the line this morning, we have the show manager for the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Expo, Sean Murphy. Sean, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Now, how excited are you to be able to come back to Yarmouth and put on this this expo for the community here?
Oh, this is incredible. I tell you, we were hoping to be able to do it sooner, but it's been a long time. But this is one of our top events, and it's in the heart of the fishing world in Canada. So we're really happy to be back in Yarmouth.
So, tell me a bit about this event, I guess the background of it over the years. It's been around for, three decades or so. How huge is this event, for this area?
Well, it's incredible because when the event comes to town, it's a great boost for the economy, for the local economy. It brings a lot of people from all over. We have exhibitors coming from as far as overseas, Europe, Seattle. We have people from BC coming down. We have people from Florida, from all over the world, bringing interesting products to make the life of fishermen, fish processing plants, aquaculture, workboat, anything related to marine and fisheries, make their life easier. So a lot of people coming from very far, and it brings a big boost to the economy for Yarmouth. So and Yarmouth is just a lovely place to be at. So we're really excited to be there.
How much traffic do you normally get coming through Mariner Center when this event is on?
Well, the event itself attracts between 4,000 to 5,000 people, visitors. So there's a lot of people coming through. A lot of them are, like I was saying, fishermen. That's our key focus through this event. But we do get a lot of people, also other suppliers, people interested. Like I was saying, we get people from the fish processing plants, the workboat. So even like whale watching, those guys have boats. They need to keep them maintained. They need to have the right equipment. There's boat builders on location that could suggest new concepts and new upgrades. So a lot for everyone on the water and on the shore also.
Yeah, so like you said, not just for fishing, but for everything kind of on the water by the looks of things here. And I'm looking at the impressive list of exhibitors here for 2023. I can't count them all off the top of my head right here, but how many do you have registered for this year?
Right about 125 exhibitors, so it's a full house. We would love. We actually had a waiting list of people that were hoping to be there. So if we had a bit more space, it would be even a bigger show. But really, everyone's excited to be there in terms of exhibitors, and we've seen a great pre-registration in terms of visitors. So it should be a huge success this year.
Yeah, absolutely incredible list here, and a lot of local businesses, obviously, anything to do with certainly the lobster fishery, and that's obviously, like you said, the main focus here right now in southwestern Nova Scotia. We're in the middle of, just starting, really, the lobster fishing season in LFA 33 and 34, the areas here. So, Sean, for you, when you attend these events, when you plan these, what are some of the biggest things you hear from fishers that they'd like to see to be able to help them out and help them do their jobs more efficiently?
Well, one thing, for example, is with the price of gas fluctuating and certainly being high these days, they want something to be very efficient. And that efficiency can be in the new boat designs that can be available, some upgrades, but certainly also new engine technology, new lubrication technology. So the new engines are a lot more efficient. At the show, you get to see pretty much all the different engine dealers out there. So they'll be able to propose new upgrades to your boat, how it's going to be more efficient, and also more more green because the new engines have new technology out there to make sure the environment is safer. So there's you get to talk to the people that know exactly their product, what the solutions to their problems can be, and who doesn't like also new gear and new clothing and stuff like that. So you get to find everything you need from the basics to the most complicated part of your work.
Mm-hmm. And well, exactly. I mean, the complicated part certainly would be the equipment and making sure everything is good to go there. Also, you know, a thing that's talked about in the industry a lot is safety. And are there anything, Fish Safe NS, I see, is going to be there. And I know they've been doing a lot of demonstrations. So how important is that to emphasize the safety aspect of the fishery?
Well, it's funny because I think you got it right on. The most important thing is safety. And, every time, every year, we seem to hear about one disaster or another. And the worst thing to think about is that our fishermen won't come home. So really, the training, the equipment, being up to date. And once again, the guys, there are some companies at the show that's their job, is really making sure that you have the safest equipment, promoting safe procedures, also training everything. And you know what, in my heart, at least, that's the most important thing for all the fishermen. And hopefully everyone keeps up to date and makes sure their equipment is safe to come home at night. That's to their families. That's the number one priority in my book.
And information, lots of that will be available at the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Exposition, of course, like you're mentioning. As far as, safety goes, like we said, attending the show, it's over 2 days. What are the hours at Mariner Center? When can we find it?
Certainly. Well, the hours are 10 to 5, so 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on the Friday the 20th, and then 10 to 4 on the 21st. And you could go also at the www.ecfx.ca for the hours, and also to register online. So if you don't want to wait in line when you get there, just go on the website, register, and then it's a lot quicker to get into the show. All the information is on there, and we'd be happy to have you on site.
And this is, like you said, this is every 2 years this happens in Yarmouth?
Exactly. Every 2 years, we have another few shows. We've been lucky enough to have been able to do some of our other shows. We have one in Moncton that was just last year, which was a great success. We had a great, great turnout at that event. It was our first kind of after COVID. And we actually had the chance to do in Newfoundland in November of 2021, we had the chance to do our Newfoundland show in St. John's, Newfoundland, which, once again, I think people were excited to get out, and we had another great show to offer in St. John's, Newfoundland. So we have three commercial fishing shows that cover kind of all the Atlantic region, but the heart of the fishing community in Canada is here in Yarmouth, so we're really excited to be there.
Yeah, and Sean, like you said, there's thousands that are going to be coming through Mariner Center over these 2 days, the 20th and 21st. And I don't necessarily, it's a lot of folks are in the same fishing district or the same kind of fishing group, but it's nice to see that everyone can kind of network together, like you mentioned, and this helps the fishers in this area do that, do you think?
Well, it does. And you know what? The one thing, I get to work with a lot of these companies that are exhibiting at the show. I've been working for them for over 15 years now. And you know what? A lot of them is meeting up with old friends. And, you know, between the fishermen that will be there, it's a good chance to see old friends that they might not have seen. And in the case of the suppliers, a lot of them have created friendship with the fishermen, which, you know, COVID has kept us apart for a while. So it's going to be good to catch up with people, discover what's new also in the industry, and, just chat with the people we haven't seen in a while. So it should be a great time for everyone, I think.
Definitely. And as you mentioned as well, you did have one show during COVID, but this is the first time you've had the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Expo since pre-COVID. So In looking forward to bringing it back, what's the planning like to get something like this together? And you have so many businesses and so many groups that are ready to come in, but you know, what's it like to be able to put this together?
Well, it takes about a year to prepare, like most of our big events. You know, the interesting thing is 2022 was a good year for fisheries, so a lot of companies had a good year also. So people were, I think, excited. It wasn't, you know, people were ready to be back out there. The COVID regulations have stabilized. People are used to being out there. So there wasn't any fear after COVID type of thing. I think people are ready to get back to normal. So we had a very good response from companies to be part of this event, and we're expecting, based on the numbers and everything, that we'll have a really good turnout in terms of visitors too. So it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time to do, but it's when you see the results and when you see everyone, it's just an incredible feeling.
How eager are the businesses to come in and get a part of this? They must do really good business during this show.
They do. And really, you know, sometimes it's hard to chat with the fishermen, because like we say, the fisherman doesn't really have an office. Their office is their boat or their home. And really, you know, in their case, the suppliers don't want to go knocking on people's door to talk to them. So this is a way to be in a kind of a neutral environment to be able to chat on your own terms. People come and see the technology. They're all regrouped in one location, which is great. You don't have to do multiple stops. So, you know, I think the exhibitor is really happy to be able to get that many people in one time, and it brings all the communities around Yarmouth also to this great event and to the great community of Yarmouth. So really, it's just a win-win for everyone, just a great time for everyone at the same location.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun once again. So anything else we need to know about the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Exposition, as far as, you know, there's businesses there, obviously. Anything else that folks need to know before they head out?
Well, the one thing I'll mention is at every show, we always give out a few awards to three deserving people in the industry, called the Hall of Fame, the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Hall of Fame. And once again, on the Friday at 2 p.m., we'll be honoring three new winners of this Hall of Fame at the show directly. And so we're excited to get to meet them and to give them their deserving award. And it's just a great way to honor people that have worked really hard and for a long time in this very hard industry.
Certainly love to hear that. That's definitely nice to see. And you were talking about the website earlier. It is ecfx.ca. And if you want to skip the line, there's a link you can click there, visitor sign up at the top of the page. So it takes you to a place where you can put in your online registration. There's a lot of different things there to fill in.
Exactly. And really, the big piece is going to be to come and see the show. Really, we, like I say, have a sold-out show. It should be incredible. And really excited to be there, and look forward to seeing everyone.
So thousands of people expected to go through Mariners Center on January 20th and 21st as the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Exposition makes its return to Mariners Center in Yarmouth. Sean Murphy is the show manager, and he's been joining us this morning. Sean, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in Yarmouth.
My pleasure, Kevin, and look forward to seeing you at the show also.
Right on. Perfect. Can't wait. Sean Murphy joining us again on The Weekender, talking about the Eastern Canadian Fisheries Exposition. The Weekender returns in a moment on Y95.